Next Sunday, a week from today, will be Father Ben's last day with us here at St. Raphael's before he becomes the vocation director for the Diocese of Green Bay. So I hope you can stay a bit after Mass next Sunday to say goodbye to Father Ben, to wish him well, to thank him. I know that I will miss him very much. I've greatly appreciated his presence in my life and in the life of our parish community. I know all of us will miss him, and let's continue to pray for him during this time. Father Ben's leaving and Father Nathan Booty's coming is part of a good amount of transition in the leadership of our Oshkosh area Catholic community at the end of the month. Deacon Paul Vidmar will be retiring as pastoral coordinator at St. Mary's in Amro and Winneconne. Dr. John Dinigan from our parish will be retiring from his service as president of Lourdes Academy. Father Jerry Pastors will be moving from Most Blessed Sacrament Parish to Stella Maris Parish in Door County. And Father Louis Scolamari will be moving from St. Jude the Apostle Parish to St. Peter the Fisherman Parish in Two Rivers. And all those changes have good reasons behind them, and yet all the changes happening at once have left me battling a little bit of anxiety. How are we going to make all this work in a good way? Do I have this or that thing on my list of things we need to think through in the transition to the new leaders? And I realize anew how easy it is to give in to my fears and anxieties. Those are all very manageable things and will be just fine. And yet I, and I suspect many of us, can be good at times of letting our fears overwhelm us once in a while. Fear can have a pretty crippling effect. It may be fear of other people and what they think or what they might do. It may be fear of what is going to happen, even if it never does happen. Maybe fear that we're not good enough or capable enough. Maybe fear of God. There's a very good reason why be not afraid is one of the most common themes throughout Scripture, both in the Old and the New Testament. We hear that theme today from the prophet Jeremiah as well as in the Gospel of Matthew. Even when it seems like people are out to get us, God reminds us through Jeremiah that the Lord is with me. Jesus tells us, "Fear no one and do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows." One of the many reasons we gather each Sunday for Mass, as Bishop Ricken is calling us to reclaim Sunday as the Lord's Day, to be lived differently from every other day, is to remain grounded in our relationships with God and with other people of faith. Each Sunday, we're invited to connect on a deeper level with God and each other, especially with our families and our closest friends. We're invited each Sunday to pray, especially here at Mass, to receive the grace and strength that God desires to give us in His Word and His Sacrament. We're invited each Sunday to rest in a way that will renew us and will make space to allow God to break through our hectic lives and all the anxieties that our busyness creates, to center ourselves anew in God's renewing love. St. Joseph is a great example of how to do that. St. Joseph had plenty he could worry about. His wife was told by an angel that she would give birth to the Son of God. Late in her pregnancy, they had to travel across country for a census, traveling on a donkey, only to find, once they arrived, that there was no place for Mary to give birth to her baby. After her baby was born, King Herod tried to kill the child Jesus, and so Saint Joseph had to take his family and flee to Egypt as refugees. And finally, after returning home to Nazareth and raising Jesus, they lost him for 3 days in the big city of Jerusalem. Yet through all those things that would bring plenty of worry and anxiety, Saint Joseph was able to trust God. He led his family in obedience to God's word and a quiet trust of God's providence. At times, God would speak to Saint Joseph in his dreams. Saint Joseph would be able to go to sleep at night, remembering God's message to be not afraid and entrust his life and his family to God. And God would give Saint Joseph direction during the night on how to handle those difficult things. On this Father's Day, let's ask God to bless our fathers, both the fathers of our families, fathers in our parishes, as well as other men who serve in similar roles in our lives. Let's ask God to inspire us through the life of Saint Joseph, the foster father of Jesus, to let go of fear and to learn to trust God more fully. Growing in our trust of God happens one day and one problem at a time. We need to develop patterns of prayer and holiness that will help us to do that. May the honoring of our fathers this day help us to grow in our trust of God's providence. May our desire to keep the Lord's Day holy, to reclaim Sunday as a day to connect, to pray, and to rest, remind us that the Lord is indeed with us always. We have nothing to fear.